Talk Land, a weekly land education talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, ownership, especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts. Free land education. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell, and I'm an accredited land consultant with United Country Real Estate, Sutton Properties, our new company name, along with my co-host, Teresa Martin, who's one of our agents. Hey, Teresa.
Hello, Lou.
How are you this morning?
I am fantastic.
All right. Teresa's had her license just about a year, so
I've had 2 years.
Oh, you have not? Really?
Yes.
Well, anyway.
You have not aged in the last year,
so it is. I got you. Well, thank you. Same to you. Buying and selling homes, land or farms, or want to auction your property in Western Piedmont, North Carolina, or Southern Virginia, just give us a shout. We'll help you out. Our new office is at 102 East Main Street next to BB&T Bank in downtown Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. Please make a note of our changes. Our new company website is www.allsuttonproperties, that's allsuttonproperties.com. And this show is dedicated to the Realtors Land Institute and all of its members and staff. Program note, Dr. Barbie Ask the Doctor show will now follow this show and will air at 10 a.m. So make sure you stay tuned. Dr. Barbie always has some good information. Our guest today is Jessa Frederick. She's an MBA. She is part of our staff at the Realtors Land Institute in Chicago on Michigan Avenue, 6th floor. Welcome, Jessa.
Hi, Lou. Great to be here.
I'm so excited to have you on our show. You're one of my favorite staff members. Actually, you're all my favorite. We have the best staff at NAR, and you do such a great job for us. Jessa has a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration and Marketing, as well as her MBA. Where did you go to school, Jessa?
I went to Lewis University.
Okay. Where's that located?
That is in Romeoville, which is a suburb of Chicago. So just outside of Chicago, it's a small private school there with a certified business school. So I've got my business administration degree there, as well as marketing in undergrad, and then my master's degree in digital marketing.
Wow. How long did that take you?
It took me 5 years. So I did 4 years for the undergrad program with the dual major, and then I did a fast-track one-year program where I went full-time to get my master's
degree. Good for you. We're so glad to have you. You've been with us a couple of years, haven't you? When you joined RLI?
Yeah, I started about 5 years ago. Actually, we just celebrated my fifth anniversary here and started right before the National Land Conference there. So it was kind of baptism by fire, but it was a good time and it was great to meet members, you know, right up front.
In that short period of time, you've actually rebranded our organization. Thank you for our new logo. You did a great job in our visuals, developing and organizing our new website, which is fantastic, by the way. And for those of you in the listening audience, if you want to buy or sell, invest or liquidate land holdings or farms, make sure you work with a member of the Realtors Land Institute. Our website's www.rliland.com. And there you can search for any member of our organization. What do we have, about 1,300, Jessa?
Yeah, we're right around 1,300.
Yeah, and then we have about 500 ALCs. I think we've gone a little bit over 500, right, currently?
Yeah, we just beat over 530, so, and we got a few more we're going to be approving soon.
Perfect. I've got a few students I'm working with, and hopefully we'll get them across the borderline. And Teresa, as soon as she can get settled, hopefully by the end of the year, definitely next year, we'll get her started on her ALC and get her going, because it's such an incredible opportunity to be educated in the business of land.
So am I understanding you do not have to be an ALC to be an RLI, or you do?
That's correct. You don't have to be an ALC to be a member of the Realtors Land Institute. In fact, a lot of our members are actually working towards their ALC, and we do have a group that also just is a member to take advantage of the benefits that we have. We have a lot of great benefits for land real estate agents. So even if you're not planning to earn the ALC, we have a lot of resources for you.
We also created a fast track with CIM, which is the commercial arm of NAR. A number of years, our great Tony Rickard, the late Tony Rickard from North Carolina, helped steerhead that program. And then at the last board meeting, I think NAR board meeting, Now ALCs can fast-track the CCIM program. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So our Fast Track program will allow anyone who qualifies for it, including CCIMs now, to be able to get the education requirement done in three courses instead of having to take all six. So you just have to take the three required courses instead of all six of them.
Right, and I've been honored to teach the LAND 101 course since it came out in 2003. We've actually gone in the last year, I believe, and updated just about all. I think we got one or two courses left that we haven't reformatted. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got all of the courses updated. We are still reviewing the content constantly to make sure they stay up to date, but all the courses are currently updated, and we even added a new one, the Recreational Land Real Estate course, that we are getting amazing reviews for from everyone who's
absolutely. Actually, we did a show of the new course a couple months ago, and I'm excited to take I haven't taken any courses since I got my ALC back in 2005, and I keep wanting to take the ag course, the timber course, and definitely the recreational course. But
Lou, the good news is, as an ALC, you also get a discounted rate on any of the courses. So if you've already taken a course or if you want to continue your professional development, we do offer a discounted rate for ALCs to take the courses at.
That's great to know. So what we want to talk about, just to let people know, we want to talk about our land conference in San Antonio, Texas, this March 29th through April 1st. And it'll be our 20th, is that right, our 20th land conference?
Yes, I believe so.
And just to back up, I want to say this is kind of our creed. The Realtors Land Institute is a voice for land, continually strives to maintain its status as acknowledged leader for all matters pertaining to land real estate. RLI provides the expertise, the camaraderie, the resources that are the foundation of all land real estate professionals to become the best in the business. And we definitely are. It's a very small group. I believe there are currently like 1.4 million licensed realtors in the United States. Is that members of NAR?
Yeah, that's pretty close, between 1.3 and 1.4 now.
And we have 1,300 members of that group, so we're very small, but we're very dynamic, and it's like a Ferrari or a sorority. It's a family, and I can't wait. I look forward every year. I think this will be my 10th conference, maybe more, but it's just something I always plan to be at and see my buddies like you, Jess, and of course our fellow RLI members and ALCs, and of course our sponsors. We've got over 30 sponsors now. It's incredible. You guys done a great job. People recognize in the industry, the suppliers, who we are and what we do. And I want to put a shout out to all of our sponsors and anybody that'd like to be a sponsor, you know, just contact our office in Chicago and I'm sure, or me, or, you know, I'll be happy to direct you and we'll get you signed up. It's a great exposure to some of the top people in their industry. Okay. Just a quick background, Jess, before we go into the conference. RLI was founded actually in 1943. A small group of farm brokers approached the National Association of Realtors, EBS, board. That was the original name. And I'm sorry, what was the EB for? I forgot. National Association of Realtors something.
Real Estate.
Education Boards or, yeah. But anyway, in Cleveland, and it suggested that it might be interesting having a special division. And a few months later, June of 44, the board responded by authorizing the formation of the Agricultural Institute, which was our first name, one of many over the years as we've transitioned. To today's Realtors Land Institute, we're now 76 years old. And we'll be celebrating our, like I said, our 75th was in Albuquerque last year, and of course 76 will be in San Antonio. What's the history of the land conference? Because, you know, when I joined back in 1998, I took my first class, Ned Massey subdivision course in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in 1997, and because of that class, I've developed over 60 rural subdivisions because it gave me the understanding and the ability to go out and confidence to develop land, which I love doing. But before we started the land conference, which I understand the first one 20 years ago was San Antonio, so it's kind of a reunion, the one coming up. But we used to hold our conferences at the National Association of Realtors annual meeting, which was either in San Francisco or Orlando, it moved around, or New Orleans. I've been to all three of those several times. And then at the mid-year, we would have one too. But 20 years ago, we decided to have our own land conference. And Boy, I tell you, it's really grown, and congratulations. You guys do a great job.
Yeah, we're very excited to see the growth, and we're really we're on track right now to beat or at the very least meet last year's numbers, which last year was our second largest conference that we've ever had, and so we're pretty excited about that.
Coming soon. It's coming quick.
It is.
It's going to be at the San Antonio Grand Hyatt right there on the river. It's March 29th through April 1st, and I believe you had sent me some stats. We had about 293 people, including our speakers, companions, partners, and land professionals. And as you said, we're on track to be the second largest yet. And then our partners, our sponsors, we have over 30 right now, which is great. And they're the ones that make the wheel turn. And we really appreciate it. We appreciate the opportunity to, you know, I've interviewed probably Teresa and I, over half of our sponsors have been on our shows promoting what they do and thanking them for their support. So any of our sponsors that like to come on our show, they're always welcome with open arms. So we're going to start Sunday on March 29th. We have our registration, and then we've got from 8:30 to 9:45, we have the ALC Designation Committee meeting. And that's where I guess our board weighs in on the current ALC designees in terms of approving them. Is that part of that meeting?
Yeah, so the ALC Designation Committee meeting, we're going to have, I believe, 4 to 5 ALCs ready for, who are currently being reviewed. And I think once they're approved at that meeting, then they'll go later in the day to the Board of Directors to be approved as ALCs.
Right. And then we've got the Future Leaders Committee. Boy, I tell you, we got a bunch of young folks coming in. I like to see that. It's, I hit the big 70 last year, so there's a have a lot of contemporaries in our group, but it's good to see the young ones. Like I said, we'll get Teresa going here and some of the other people in our organization.
Oh, am I a young one?
You are a young one.
Yay.
This
is the first time I've been called young in a long time.
Young. How's it feel?
Right. Last time
I was told
I could get the senior citizens discount, I was
there. So then from 10 to 11, we've got the Future Leaders Committee, and that's an open meeting. And again, we've got a lot of really bright and talented candidates in our young leadership group, and I always like to see that. And that's our future. And then we've got a committee appreciation luncheon. I'm on the education committee, so I guess I'll get my free lunch right for that one.
Sure are, Lou.
And then we've got educational committee meeting. Starting that afternoon, I'll be part of that, and happy. It's the first time I've served on that board, and I'm excited. We got a lot of great folks in that group. And actually, I'm coming 2 days early because I have to recertify for my being able to teach our Land 101 class. So I'll actually be coming 2 days before the conference to go through our education program, which I always enjoy and learn a lot from. Then we have our government affairs meeting later, and then, of course, our board of directors. And then we've got Howdy Party Happy Hour. Yay. That's the one we always look forward to. Were we going to the Alamo? Didn't I see something? We were having something at the Alamo?
Yeah, so the Howdy Partner Happy Hour is going to be more of a networking event with all of our partners, so in the exhibit hall, and there is going to be an open bar there. So if you're coming to the event, make sure to stop by and grab a drink and meet some of our partners. But, yes, we are going to the Alamo for the welcome reception, and that one is going to be on Monday night.
Monday night, okay. I'm excited about that. Bless you. So that completes the first day, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's going to be Sunday. Sunday's really for our committees, and all of them are open meetings, so everyone is welcome to attend all of them except for the ALC Designation Committee meeting.
Okay.
That's a closed meeting, and is the committee appreciation luncheon is really just for the committee members.
Okay.
But other than that, everyone in attendance is welcome to attend the committee meetings if they're in town.
And by the way, and let me say this, and let's say it several times, Jesse, during this program, you do not have to be a real estate agent, a realtor. We have people that are associate members or just want to come to our land conference. So the door's still open, still an opportunity if you're listening to our show today. Spread the word. It's a great opportunity to network with the top land folks. Our guest today is Jessa Fragrant. This is Let's Talk Land. So, Jessa, tell us about the next day, Monday.
Yeah,
March the 30th. What are we doing?
Yeah, so Monday is actually when all the fun begins. So we're going to open registration up. This is when most people come up and get all of their badges, get everything ready. We're going to open that up at 8 a.m. Our exhibit hall is also going to open at the same time at 8 a.m. there on Monday. And then we're going to start kicking off the conference around 9. So we're going to have a keynote speaker, Delaney Howell, who is the host of the Iowa Public Television's Market to Market Television program. We're very excited to have her. She's going to be discussing several factors revolving around international agriculture, such as trade, food accessibility, cultural differences, and technology. And she's going to try to highlight, you know, the connection between producers and the global world. So we're excited to have her coming up as our keynote speaker on the opening day during our welcome session.
Yeah, I read her resume. She's a quite talented lady, and I actually did a little research on her. She's got a lot to talk about and very knowledgeable and very well received. So what a great keynote speaker to start with. That's exciting. We always have the best ones. I don't know how you guys do that.
Yeah, we've got an opening one and another really great closing one this year, so we're excited about that. And we'll talk more about who our closing speaker is later.
So what happens after the keynotes?
So once Delaney's done giving her keynote, we are going to have a short networking break with partners, and then we're going to jump right into our RLI town hall, where our CEO, Aubrey Cavernous, is going to be giving an update on our strategic plan, kind of where we've been throughout the last year, and then where we're planning to go for the next year. So she'll be hoping everybody tunes into that, and then we're going to do the Land Tech Accelerator Program showcase right after it. That's just a short little feature session where a couple of our partners who have new technologies in the industry are going to be presenting those. So make sure not to miss that.
Who's that going to be? Do you know?
Yeah, one of them is going to be Realex, and then the other one is going to be LandCert. And you can find more information about them on our website.
Oh, those are two great ones.
And by coming to the session.
Yeah, those are two great organizations. Wow, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And then we have what after that?
So then after that, attendees are going to have another networking break. Everyone can go out, do lunch on their own. As Lou mentioned, it's going to be on the Riverwalk, so we encourage everyone to go out and enjoy that. And then make sure you're back in time because at 1:30, we're going to be doing our Let's Make Deals Live property marketing session. This is one of our most popular events because it's really where all the deal making happens, and we're going to have about 40 attendees going up during the session to present their properties that they have available. And anyone in the audience who thinks they might have a potential buyer has a chance to let them know about it and hopefully make some deals happen.
Yeah, we call that haves and wants, I guess, and then even our chapters. We have, 16 chapters around the country? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now we have 19 chapters.
19. Okay, sorry. Yep. And that's, you know, we always try to have a haves and wants session when we have one of our chapter meetings. And I know in experience over the years, the land conference, we've identified several times $1 billion plus in potential real estate transactions. It's crazy the amount of business that comes out of that session. Just putting out a listing that you have, and then people have buyers that are looking for certain things, and you guys have a brilliant way of matching everybody up. I don't know how you do it, but you do put everybody together, and it does generate a lot of business. It's that in itself, if you want to promote one of your properties, worth any investment that you make coming to the land conference.
Yes, absolutely. Make sure to attend that session.
So then
From there, we're going to be moving at the same time. There's also going to be our RLI chapter workshop. So we have Jerry Barish, who's on staff now. He is our chapter chapter and membership relations specialist is his title. He's new on staff. He's been doing an amazing job, and he's going to be leading our RLI chapter workshop session. So if you're not attending the Let's Make Deals session, you do have the opportunity to attend the chapter workshop session. That's open to everyone. And he'll be there to answer any questions people have about chapters and to also give some advice on how our chapters can grow.
Yeah, what's his background, by the way?
So he's been in the association world for many, many years. You'd have to ask him how many. But he's been in the association world, and I believe he was in the medical field before this, but a lot of his experience really applies, and we've seen him be able to apply it firsthand to this role. And great things are happening. So
perfect.
I did about having him on board.
Perfect. So if I need a Band-Aid, I know who to go to.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so then we have what after that, workshops? Or?
So McDeal's and the chapter workshop. We are going to do another half-hour break with our partners, go out, meet them, and then we're going to do our ROI leadership ceremony. And this is where we host our ROI leadership award ceremony, as well as recognize all of our committee members and the leadership, our exec team, our board of directors, all the people who really make this organization is what it is and who move it forward. And so, like I said, we'll recognize all of them, but then we'll also be doing our ROI leadership awards ceremony and giving out some awards there to people who don't know that they're coming. So that'll be exciting.
I love it. And, you know, it's just to let everybody know in our audience, we're all volunteers. The only people that get paid are our staff. And that's tradition in the real estate industry at the NAR, through the state organizations, through the MLS organizations. Only the staff people are generally paid, and everybody else, realtors, contribute their time. Teresa, you got a great future ahead of you. I hope you have a lot of time. No, you haven't. But there are opportunities, and that's one of the great things about being a realtor and being part of a wonderful organization is giving back. And I've tried to, myself personally, I've been on all kinds of stuff over the years, president of our chapter. I've been on our chapter board every year since 1998, except for one, and president twice. So, you know, it's always good to give back to organization, especially an organization like ours. I'm so proud of it.
Yeah, and I really do want to become a member. I want to work towards my ALC, and I know I got a lot of work ahead of me. I'm just but
you got to do $10 million in sales. How are you doing so far?
Well, I'm not doing too bad.
Okay. I know you're doing great. So then we go to the Alamo, right?
Yeah, then we're headed to the Alamo for the welcome reception, and it's going to be a great chance for our attendees to network, kind of break the ice on the first day, and enjoy some heavy hors d'oeuvres. And we'll have a bar there where our attendees can use their drink tickets at, and, you know, really just a great networking opportunity and a beautiful location. We're very excited about it. We're going to have most of the reception outside, and there will be a little indoor area, but I think, you know, the weather is looking like it's going to be beautiful there. So we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And how far is that from the hotel?
Not very far. It's just for about a 5-minute walk. So we'll kind of all walk over in a group together.
Sort of like the conference we had in Charlotte. We went to the NASCAR Museum, and we could actually walk to it. It wasn't that bad. That was a great event,
I think it's
too.
Even closer than that. But
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was quite an experience. We always do something great. That's why I love these land conferences. Not only do you learn from the best of the best, but we also fellowship and we drink a lot. So that always helps too.
Yeah.
All right, now we're into Tuesday, March 31st. What's going on?
Yeah, so Tuesday we open registration up bright and early again at 8 a.m. We welcome everyone to come in and check out the exhibits. Those are also going to open at 8. And then at 8 o'clock, we are also going to be doing our roundtable discussions. And this is probably one of the most popular sessions that we actually have as far as the networking ones, because they're both educational and networking. So we're going to have about 18 to 20 different roundtables that people can attend on different topics and share their expertise and just learn.
I've always enjoyed it, and I've been had the opportunity over the years several times to be hosting one of the roundtables. I did one on auctions one time. I did one on marketing, I believe, as I go back through my memory here. But that's always fun to do. And, again, it just expands that network. You know, I think the goal that I try to have every year is to try to meet as many new people that I can. If I don't recognize their name or face, I want to spend some time with them. And, boy, has that paid off over the years. It's really a way to do it, at least with my approach. So after
It's definitely an event. We recommend everyone bring their business cards too, because there's a lot of networking going on there.
I'm bringing 500. Is that enough?
That should be enough.
Yeah. Okay. Well, some of them will get two, and that's fine too. But truly, that's and you know, that's one thing about the Realtors Land Institute. I think it's kind of different than some of the other realtors organizations. I'm just biased, but we always help each other. I know I do consulting and have all over the country. You know, I'm here in North Carolina, licensed in Virginia, but, you know, from time to time, you'll have somebody call up, maybe that lives here in my town, and said, you know, I just inherited a ranch out in Colorado. and I don't know what the hell to do. So, you know, the first thing I do and I tell people is go to the website, www.rli.com, and go for the membership and try to find the closest ALC to that location or at least a member of the Realtors Land Institute, because at least they have interest in the subject of land. And I'm sure maybe they're just starting out, like Teresa will be here soon, but at least they know what to do and who to ask. And that's the key. And it's been a very, very successful way to get business done, and usually for more than what a person was expecting.
What do you have to do to get a customer?
Send them a check.
That's what everybody wants to say. You got to pay play.
It's worth it, believe me. Every dollar you spend, I don't know how much money I've got invested in RLI over the years, but it doesn't matter. I don't look at it that way. It's all an investment, and I get good return. So now where are we? We got the round table, and what's next?
Yeah, we got the round table, so we're going to do another short networking break with our exhibitors in the exhibit hall. We'll have some refreshments out there, and then we're going to move into our breakout sessions. So the rest of the day, we really got four different rounds of breakout sessions with five speakers each. We've got, I believe it's 11 different topics that are going to be covered, and we're pretty excited about it. We've got some really great breakout session speakers.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those towards the end of the show. I want to highlight our speakers, if that's okay with you, because each one is superlative and needs recognition. But what are the different topics we're going to be presenting? Because it's always state, you know, whatever's going on in our industry, that's one thing. You guys do a great job. You always bring an expert to that, like Opportunity Zones, that, you know, was passed last year. Bob Turner was on the NAR RLI committee with President Trump and represented us well, and he'll be talking about that. But what are some of the other topics that we're going to be in the breakouts?
Yeah, and I just want to say to your point too, a lot of the topics that we pick for conference, they're actually picked by land brokers. So we have a group of members that is our National Land Conference Planning Task Force that we put together every year. And we work with them and we listen to the feedback from surveys of past years to make sure that we're getting fresh topics every year, but also ones that are very relevant to our attendees' businesses. And so this year for our breakout sessions, we've got topics like winning large land listings in today's market, water rights and real estate brokerage, finding the opportunities in opportunity zones, the negotiation process, getting to agreement, how DSTs can help you generate more listings. We're doing a campfire chat with Casey Mock. He's going to do kind of a land pro idea exchange. So that'll be a great networking session. We're doing transitional land from crops and cows to kids and cars with Bill Eschenbaugh. The future of land brokerage with Aaron Graham. Building your global real estate business with George Harvey. And I think we're also going to have someone there from RPR, Andrea Goodhart, who's doing a topic on harnessing the power of RPR for land professionals.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of really great breakout sessions and topics this year.
And some of these are our own members, our ALCs, like George Harvey and different ones. So, you know, these are people that really excel in our industry and are worthy of topics. And by the way, I've been on twice, I think, to Fort Worth years ago, on the committee to select the speakers, and I brought the Swamp School down, and that was one of the best ones. Mark Seelinger from the Swamp School in Raleigh, North Carolina, talking about wetlands and wetland mitigation, and I think it was probably one of the best received topics during the Fort Worth conference years ago. But okay, then what do we do next?
So after the first round of breakout sessions, or I'm sorry, the second round of breakout sessions, we're actually going to have our ALC recognition luncheon. And so we're going to be awarding pins to all of the ALCs who earned their designation between the last conference and this one. And so that's a very exciting session.
We have some awards we give out too, right? The Meeks Award and the Land Realtor of the Year Award National and a few other things.
So that's actually during the Leadership Awards Ceremony.
Okay, I'm sorry.
On Monday, earlier in the day.
Okay, well, it's already been awarded, Teresa. You missed it.
Yes.
Yes. Can we do it again? Ronnie, what are you doing?
Just for you, Lou.
Juggling papers. Oh, it's always fun. So then where do we go next?
So then after after the luncheon, we're then going to be going into the third round of breakout sessions and then the fourth round of breakout sessions. Some of the topics I already did mention for those, but we'll cover, as you mentioned, a little bit more later if you'd like.
Okay. Our guest today is Jester Frederick. This is Let's Talk Land. So what's next in our San Antonio Land Conference agenda?
Yeah, so later in the day on Tuesday, after all the breakout sessions wrap up, we're going to be going into our cowboy auction, and this is one of our most exciting events. It's really got a lot of energy. There's a lot going on, but everybody is there. The bar's open. You can use your drink tickets at it, and it's really just a great time.
Teresa,
raises money for the Land Education Foundation, and United Country is going to be helping us out to host it. So we're really looking forward to it. It's a great time every year. We get that question a lot, and I believe that one year they actually did, but this year we don't have any that have been donated yet. So if you know any.
Might get some before it's over.
Who's that, Rodney?
Yeah, he's got cowboy boots. He does have that too.
He's got a cowboy
hat. He sure does. He's got the voice.
Right on, cowboy!
No, it really is. It's people donate, our members donate. I have over the years different things, and you know, stuff from a bottle of wine to a week hunting trip, you know, and of course we bring our RLI auctioneers in, and of course United Country, that we're proud members of the United Country family. We're the largest auction company now in the United States with over 330 auctioneers, and I think we're in 46 states. We just did a show on that. And by the way, United Country Real Estate Sutton Properties, our company, we now have our auction license. So anyone that's interested in auctioning, we are now officially an auction company. So excited about that. So after the cowboy auction, we're kind of on our own, right?
No, we actually, it depends. So we have a ticketed event going on after the auction. It's going to be our RLI Apex Awards ceremony.
Ah, I forgot about the Apex. Yeah, tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's sponsored by the Land Report, and this is going to be our third year doing the awards ceremony. It's kind of the brainchild of our CEO, Aubrey, and it has really turned out to be a great program. We've got a lot of applicants. We beat last year's number, and we're going to be awarding our top producing agents in the industry at the event. And so, again, those are going to be some surprise awards, so it should be a very exciting thing to see, and we're looking forward to really recognizing some of the top producing agents in the industry there.
And this is based on sales volume, is that right? Is that the base criteria?
Yeah, closed sales volume, yep, for the previous year. So this will be for the 2019 year.
Okay. And, again, we're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars of transactions. So, you know, it's crazy the amount of money we transfer.
Yeah, we're over a couple billion in total for all of our applicants. So we've got over 100 applicants this year.
Wow. Congratulations on that. That's I wish I qualified. I'd love to get an Apex Award. But we're in such a small market, it's hard to compete with some of the out west multi-million-dollar farms and land transactions. But that's oh, I only did $50 million this year. Well, it's only February, you know. So, but that's okay.
Well, anyone who meets the $4 million minimum requirement for closed land transactions is able to apply, and they are also automatically included in the Apex Producers Club. Yeah. And so, it's really a great way to get recognition. You can promote yourself as an Apex Award winner, even if you're in the lower end of the applicant. It's a great program.
And there's a fee for that, right?
There is, yeah. There's an application fee, but it does cover, if you're coming to Land Conference, your ticket. So if you apply, you can attend the ceremony for free.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to see who the award winners are going to be here in a couple of weeks. I probably could already name a couple, but I'm sure I'm always surprised.
We had a couple surprise ones, and there are definitely some different ones from the past few years. So we're excited to announce them.
So now we're waking up Wednesday morning, April 1st, April Fool's Day. So we got any things planned around that, Jesse? Anything you can tell me?
If I told you, it wouldn't be as much fun.
You always surprise us. I can't wait. Probably you'll have something on our pillow. So who knows? All right, so we start off with our breakfast at 8, and then what happens? This is our final day.
Yeah, so everyone's welcome to come in and grab a breakfast bright and early, and then we're going to kick it off with hopefully still an update from Russell Riggs. He is our legislative liaison to NAR, and he's going to be kind of giving an inside-the-beltway look at the key issues that are affecting land real estate agents and landowners in the country.
Yeah, Russell's been kind enough. You're number 101 show, and right after the conference, at least a week or two after, I always get Russell on and have him reproduce his presentation and for our listening audience. So hopefully we'll get him on here in April to do a follow-up for our land conference show. Russell's an incredible talent. He is our top legislator in Washington. And by the way, I believe we're either number one, I think we're number one lobbyist group in the country. With our 1.3 million realtors and our RPAC. And if you are a realtor out there, I encourage you to get involved and donate to RPAC, because that's not only supporting the national candidates, and it doesn't matter what party, we're not politically directed. If you are a licensed realtor active and you're running for any political party at the national, state, or local level, there's RPAC funds there to help support your campaign. And that's where the money goes to and towards our lobbying efforts. And boy, did we get some stuff changed in Washington. We've got a lot of power up there. So Russell's part of that group. So after Russell's presentation, which I always look forward to, we're going to raffle off something?
Yeah, we're going to do a quick, it'll be about a five-minute thing where we let any of our exhibitors who are doing raffles announce who their winners are. So make sure you stop by all of our exhibitors' booths, see if they're raffling off anything, and you could be a lucky winner. And then we'll also be announcing our app challenge. So we do some gamification within our event app where you can collect points for every session that you attend and by doing different things around the event and visiting our sponsors. And you could even win a free night at the NLC 21 land conference from us.
All right. That's always fun. I know Christina Asbury, who won't be joining us, she's in our chapter, ALC. She in Charlotte, it was so much fun to follow around and my kids that were there. Playing those app things. So that's a nice attribute that you guys have created and just kind of gives a different approach to what we're doing and state of the art, too. And that's why I brought 500 business cards, too, because I want to win several things from those exhibitors. So I'm going to stuff the ballot box. So after
sounds that, like your chances will be good, but
that's yeah, it will. So then we've got our keynote speaker, I guess, after the raffle.
Yeah, so we're excited. We're going to be welcoming back everyone's favorite, Dr. Mark Dotzer, to come speak to us on economic issues as they relate to the land industry and, you know, kind of what to look out for in the 2020 land market. Dotzer comes back. He's been coming to the land conference for a long time now, and he's always got really great reviews. Everyone loves seeing him.
Oh, he is, yeah. I met him in our first the first one I attended, which was in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry, and actually had lunch with him on the day before his presentation, and didn't know who he was, but I found out pretty quick. It's interesting, Jessa, what he tells us in that presentation about the future. He talks about the past year and where we've gone economically, and all the whistles and bells and contributions and attributes and. And then he talks about his projection for what's coming up in the year. The year. And if you go back, and this is crazy, the years that I've attended, he's almost 100% of what he's saying will happen in the future. It's amazing. And it's not great detail, but it's amazing how correct he is. Mm-hmm. This guy's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, we only bring in the best in the business for the best in the business. So.
Absolutely. But he was 18 years chief economist for the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University in college. Didn't they write, I know it was before your time, weren't they involved in helping us write some of our courses way back, Texas A&M? Do you remember?
Seems to me. I don't know. It's definitely possible.
Right. But like I said, he'll give an update on the current economic environment and what's expected to happen to the land market in the coming year. He's... always the hot topics.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that's kind of going to wrap everything up. We're going to be announcing where we're going to have our conference for NLC 21, and then we're going to wrap up the event, and everybody can go home and hopefully apply all of the knowledge that they gained.
There you go. Start applying all that new knowledge, and I do. It's every time I go, I'll pick up one or two things, and I'll come back, and it's applicable to something I'm doing, or maybe during the course of the year, I say, oh, yeah, I remember that at the land conference. It's like November, you know. And I said, I'll go back and maybe go through my notes and pick up and say, yes, that's what I was looking for. I was trying to figure out how to handle that. But I just want to go back.
You're even to, you know, connect with some of the agents that you've made there, whether you need them as a referral or just for some advice. You take home some of those relationships and continue building those as well and have some new connections.
Absolutely. www.rlilen.com is where you go if you're looking for someone. But I want to go back to Dozer, just a little bit on his background. He was 18 years chief economist for the Real Estate Center of Texas A&M in College Station. He's given over more 1,500 presentations, and more than 250,000 people has written over 90 articles in magazine journals. You'll find him in the Wall Street Journal, US Today, Money Magazine, Business Week. He's earned his PhD in finance from the University of Texas in Austin in 87, and he turned professor of real estate and finance at Wichita State University in Wichita, Kansas for 10 years. Prior to his academic career, he was president of the Genealogus Development, Inc., which was a residential land development firm. So he's quite a talent. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about Delaney Howell, a keynote speaker. Tell us a little bit about her background. I think we've got some information on that.
Yeah, we're very excited to have Delaney with us. She's the founder of Ad Culture Media, LLC, which specializes in video production for technologically savvy agricultural companies. She co-launched the daily agricultural news podcast, Ag News Daily. She's also a freelance reporter for This Week in Agribusiness and Your Ag Network. And she's a member of various organizations, including the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, and others. So she grew up on a farm in southeast Iowa. She knows the land. Her father and her oldest brother run a Finnish feedlot cattle operation. They farm corn and soybeans, and her mom even has a hobby chicken farm.
Wow.
So she's very attuned with our members.
She has a bachelor's degree, I think, right, in agricultural science and a minor in broadcasting and international studies from Northwest Missouri State University and a master's in agriculture communication. We need to have her on our show. I'm going to invite her when I'm down there, Teresa. You like to?
That'd be great.
Yeah, I think she'd be a great guest. So then we have, I think, one of our ALCs, one of our instructors, teaches multiple courses, one of our top producers. He's a CCIM as well as an ALC, Bill Eschenbaum, and he's won several of our major awards over the years and been very well recognized. But Bill always brings something great, and he's going to be talking about crops and cows and kids and cars.
Yeah, he's going to be talking about transitional land. So in his own words, you're going to hear from a seasoned veteran broker on how to take land from crops and cows to kids and cars. And he's going to talk about land issues, yields, challenges, and rewards related to transitional land.
Yeah, Bill has a brokerage in Tampa Bay and quite an organization down there, 30 years. And several of his agents are members of RLI, and several are ALCs. You know, he's been there in the good times and the bad times, but he's always been successful. And they call him the Dirt Dog. It's his nickname down there. And he's, like I said, an RLI teacher, has for years, and active in our board. He's been a director of officer of major real estate organizations in Tampa, honored as Broker of the Year and Top Producer, awards over a 30-year career. And then most recently, he got the FGCAR Regional Land Broker in 2018. And, I mean, it just keeps going on. There's pages of all the laurels he has. But
Bill, yeah, he's also going to be doing our Let's Make Deals session along with Ben Crosby. So he's a lot of fun, and I think everyone's going to really enjoy his session, and they're going to enjoy having him be the facilitator for Let's Make Deals at Land Conference.
Absolutely. And Ben's also another great talent, too, out in Colorado. And one of our instructors as well, and just quite a talent and very dedicated to our organization. So then we've got Greg Glosson, or Glosson.
Yeah, so Greg's going to be presenting on the negotiation process and how to get to an agreement. He's going to cover how to identify and use multiple techniques to successfully negotiate both in agents' personal lives and in their businesses.
Yeah, he started in the career in 96, worked part-time. 2000, he earned his TN broker's license. That's Tennessee. Began full-time realtor. He's a business built hard work and dedication. He's managing broker for the Fast Track Realty in Memphis, Tennessee. He owns a lot of designations. He's got the Certified Real Estate Broker Management designation, the Certified Residential Specialist, CRS designation, the National Association of Realtors, a Master's Graduate Institute, and GRI designation, and quite a talent in Tennessee. And going to be, I can't wait. I know I'm going to learn something from him, so I won't miss that one. Then we've got Adria Goodhart.
Yeah, so Andrea's actually coming from the Realtors Property Resource over at RPR, and she did a session at last year's conference as well, and it was so popular that we're bringing it back, and we even did a webinar on it this year. But it's going to really teach agents about harnessing the power of RPR and how they can use it to impress and, I mean, really better serve their clients with the data and resources that are available to them. And really, anyone who is a Realtor member has access to the Realtors Property Resource, RPR, for free. So it's always a highly attended session, and everyone who's we always get great feedback about how useful it is, and it's something you can really take back to your business with you.
Absolutely. I met her last year and spent quite a bit of time with her, and boy, I tell you, she's really put together. The RPR is actually owned by the Realtors. I own it. Teresa owns it. If you pay your dues, it's one of our benefits. And it's where we can go in and source comps. And there's a lot of marketing stuff on there, too. I know they started with residential because that's the largest group in our industry and perfected that, and then commercial. And, you know, they're working on land now. And I often volunteer to help with that with some of the verbiage and so on, mechanics of it. But, you know, that's a resource that that I don't think any other industry has. And she has just done an incredible job managing that and putting that together with the right talent. Then we got our buddy George Harvey from, let's see, from over there where they like to ski out west. Aspen, Colorado.
Yeah, George is going to be talking on building your global real estate business. So it's going to be really one of the topics that we have there that's going to be great for anyone looking to do international business. And he's going to cover how to start and develop an international real estate practice. So. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, the chair of National Association of Realtors Global Business and Alliance Committee in 2019. He oversaw the development of NAR's formal relationships with over 101 international real estate organizations in 84 different countries. So he's got a lot of expertise in the area, and I think he's going to have a lot to share with our attendees.
And one of my favorite buddies in RLI, George and I go way back, and I just think
he's
the world
a good
of
guy.
Him. Yeah, he's just so sweet. I tell you, he's a great guy. Then we got Aaron Graham, who's an ALC.
Yeah, so Aaron was actually chair of our Future Leaders Committee in the past, and he's the perfect person to be talking about the future of the land brokerage industry. He's with National Land Realty, who is really a leader in technology for their brokerages, and so he's going to be perfect for sharing advice on this topic and talking about, you know, why land professionals should focus on the true values they bring to their clients and those values that technological advances can't replace. So I think it'll be a really interesting topic.
Yeah, in the last 15 years, he's brokered over $300 million in land transactions in the Midwest. Hey, there's hope for you, Teresa. $300 million. Yeah? Can you? How about next year?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. We'll put you on the fast track.
I'd love to be on the fast track for $300 million.
So then we got Joe, and I'll let you pronounce his last name. I don't want to mess it up.
Joe Michaelis. He's with Discipline Advisors, who is one of our partners, and he's going to be presenting on how DSTs can help you generate more listings, which I'm sure everyone listening right now is interested in learning how to generate more listings. So that's going to be a great session. He's going to be, you know, helping our attendees to gain a working knowledge of what a DST or a Delaware Statutory Trust is and how they can benefit from 1031 exchanges.
Yeah, I got to spend time with him in Charleston, and we had the ALC conference, and he and his partner, we had a great time. I'll tell you, they got some quite a deal going there. We all need to know about the services that they provide, and it's they've got quite an organization that lends itself to land brokerage. And then
you could put me in your pocket so that I could go.
You want me to just leave my cell phone? You want me to just leave my cell phone on the whole time?
There you go.
Okay. And I'll take copious shots. Jess and I will take a lot of pictures and send them to you.
We are going to be live streaming the event for the first time this year.
Really?
We'll be sending out some emails soon, and we're not going to charge for it. So we're going to be live streaming a lot of our sessions, not all of them. But anyone who's not able to attend, we're hoping, you know, you can tune in still.
You have to be an RLI member, though, right?
You don't. We're actually going to have it open for everyone who wants to listen.
There you go, Teresa. No, definitely. Let's let the office know about that. Okay, this will get them charged up better than I can. And then we got Casey Mock, Jessa.
Yeah, Casey's also been on our Future Leaders Committee. He was the last couple of years, and he led this session last year as well. It's going to be a campfire chat, a Lampro idea exchange, and he's really just going to be guiding an interactive session with some of the top producers in the industry and talking about what best practices they have. And so if you're interested in exchanging ideas and best practices, this is the session for you. It really filled up last year, so make sure you get there early to save your seat.
Absolutely. And of course, we talked about Russell Riggs. Can't say enough about him. Let's move to Richard Thomas, who's one of our executives at the United Country Family.
Yeah, Richard Thomas is going to be presenting on winning large land listings in today's market. Again, another thing I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to be interested in is how can they win more of these bigger land listings. And so he's going to be talking, you know, about how to better market and prepare as agents to take on these kind of listings.
Richard has so much talent, and I tell you, there's a lot. They've got the United Country annual meeting right now in Texas. What's the capital? Austin. There you go. My son and daughter, son-in-law and daughter's there right now. So I'm sure they're getting a lot of value out of that. And United Country, by the way, is one of our top sponsors too, and thank goodness for them, and they really promote what we do, and it makes sense. And then we got Bob Turner, my favorite of all, and he's going to be talking about the opportunity zones.
Yeah, we're excited to have Bob on. He's a 2016 RLI national president. He is a proud realtor, been a land broker for over 37 years, and he's really considered NAR's realtor expert on qualified opportunity zones. And so he's going to be presenting on finding opportunities and opportunity zones and helping our attendees to really gain an understanding of what opportunity zones are and then, you know, the various opportunities that they present for land brokers.
Teresa, that's one you definitely want to listen to because we've got the guy that owns the station here. We've got a commercial building not far from here on Highway 52 for $1.4 million. It was a country restaurant, and it is in the opportunity zone, and we don't quite know what all that means.
Yeah, and that caught my eye right from the very beginning.
Yeah, so that's fascinating. We're going to be – is that one you might be broadcasting, for example, Jessa?
I don't believe that one is. We're not quite sure yet. We have to see where we can get the camera set up because the breakout sessions, we've got about five of them going on at once, and so we're not sure if we're going to be able to broadcast all of them at the same time.
Teresa's putting in a special request that you move the camera to Bob's room. So that's our conference, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I do want to mention one more thing, that anyone who is a new RLI member and has a join date, like they joined within 2019 or 2020, they save 25% automatically on their registration. So if you're not a member yet and you're thinking about joining or you're thinking about attending, make sure you do because you'll get 25% off of the member rate, which is already discounted.
What is the member rate, by the way?
No, I'd have to look right now.
I think it's like $475, isn't it?
Depending if you get early bird, regular rate.
That's on the website, right? www.rlilam.com. Yeah, okay. All that information. By the way, just for the audience out there, not only if you're looking for a land broker, there's a lot of stuff. We've got podcasts. I know you're working on advancing the one you have, and hopefully we can be part of that in the future. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of educational articles. I mean, if you want to learn about land, and that's what this show is all about, is to augment this. But, you know, our website is incredible. It's just full of stuff. And I encourage anybody. You don't have to be a realtor. You may own property. You know, that's what our show, Let's Talk Land, is all about. It's not just for realtors and real estate agents. It's for the public out there. You know, Roddy was telling me on our last show, we were talking about the subdivision laws. And somebody came up to him and says, God, I didn't realize I couldn't divide my property more than three times less than 10 acres, but I heard it on that show. So, you know, there's a lot of information that we put out.
And we have on our blog now, so if you go to rliland.com/blog or just rliland.com and go to the blog section, we've got two different sections. We've got a section with articles for land agents, but we've also got a section with articles for land landowners.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of great expertise there, and a lot of the articles for landowners are written by some of our accredited land consultants. And so there's some great information on there.
How many shows have we done, roughly? How many?
What was it? Sorry, you broke up.
It's okay. How many podcasts have we done, roughly?
So we've recorded six podcasts so far for the RLI podcast that we're going to be releasing this month. And we've got some great speakers on there. One of them is going to be Bob Turner. And he's, as you know, who we just talked about is our Opportunity Zone speaker for the breakout session. We've also got one with Justin Osborne, who is an instructor for our recreational land real estate course. He's an ALC. He is also our main host for the podcast right now. And so we've got some really great topics on there. We've got one on, we're going to have one on hemp. We've got one on mapping. And we'll be releasing that soon and promoting it. So keep an eye out.
Absolutely. I'm excited about that. Hey, with about 2 minutes left for your portion, can you just maybe talk about our staff real quick, introduce them?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start with Aubrey Caberna. She's our CEO, and she started about 4 years ago. We just celebrated her fourth anniversary here, and she's been doing a great job leading RLI. She's really come in, took the reins, and been working well with staff and our board to move RLI forward, put the strategic plan in place that we've been doing for the last 3 years, and we're seeing a lot of fruit come from. And then we have Amanda Maroney, who just celebrated a few months ago her one year.
1 year. I met her. Yeah, I met her in Albuquerque last year.
Yeah, she's great, isn't she?
Absolutely. She's a go-getter and so smart, I tell you. She runs circles around me.
She really dove right in and picked up really where we left off with updating our education program.
Perfect choice.
And she's done a fabulous job of helping us kind of get that course update done, and she's still doing a great job with it.
And then we got Karen.
Karen has been here for, I believe, over 10 years. You'd have to ask her, but I think over 10 years.
She's the senior. She's the senior, right? She's the senior staff member, right?
Yes, she is. Yes. She's been on staff for the longest for us. Mm-hmm.
What a great talent she is. She keeps the money rolling in and puts it in the right places, among other things.
She keeps an eye on all of our member records and the invoicing and everything to make sure everything, you know, our foundation is solid.
And then we've got our new chapter president, or chapter guideline.
Yeah, we've got our new chapter and member relations specialist, Jerry Barish. And this will be his first land conference coming up, so we'll see how he does.
But he'll do all right.
He's been doing a great job with our chapters.
We'll make sure. And then we've got you, Jess, the best of all.
I'm the marketing manager again. I've been here for 5 years, and I love RLI, and I love our members. You guys are so amazing to work with, and it just makes the job easy.
Well, we love you, too. How do they get in touch with you? We're going to close this out.
Yeah, so I would say if you are interested in learning more about the Realtors Land Institute, if you're interested in learning more about our national land conference that's coming up, check out RLI, that's Realtors Land Institute, RLIland.com. And you can find all the information on there about our organization, about the accredited land consultant designation, about our upcoming courses that we have, as well as the national land conference. And you can also give us a call anytime at 800-441-5263.
Perfect. What about your email, Jess?
Yeah, so you can reach RLI, our main inbox at rli@realtors.org, or you can email me if you'd like to at jfriedrich, F-R-I-E-D-R-I-C-H, @realtors.org as well.
Perfect. You've been a great, great guest today. Thank you so much for sharing RLI. You know how much it means to me. And Teresa, what did you learn?
That I need to be an RLI.
Bingo. Okay. Hey, thank you for joining us today. Let us know how you like the show. If you have any questions or topics you'd like to suggest, we'd appreciate them. All questions are welcome, and all of our guests may be emailed with your questions or concerns as well. This show is for the public, but most importantly for real estate agents who do not have a source for land education. All of our shows after their broadcast this morning will be downloaded on the master website, www.letstalkland.net, letstalkland.net, Podbeam, and Spotify. My email is lou@mylandpro.com. My cell number is 336-669-1405. Teresa, how do they get in touch with you?
Office in Pilot Mountain and see me. 102 East Main Street.
Rodney, how do they get in touch with us here?
Well, they can go to our website, Lou. They can go to WKTE1090.com and click on our website and see what all we got going on. And also, they can download the Simple Radio app.
The Simple Radio app.
That's right. Listen to us anywhere in the world.
What about the universe?
Yeah.
You think it gets out there?
Oh, of course.
Little Martians out there listening?
Yes, yes.
Cool.
Tuning it right in.
And we play beach music and oldies.
That's right. Only happy music.
Only happy music.
Yeah, no sad music.
So if you want to be happy, listen to WKTE 1090 AM.
That's
right. King, North Carolina. Or go to that app. You can listen to it anywhere in the universe.
That's right.
Right? And we've gotten some awards, right?
Yeah, 5 years in a row as being the Station of the Year.
Station of the Year.
Yeah.
Is that for King or is that like a big area?
Well, the East Coast, I would say.
Only the East Coast.
Yeah.
Station of the Year.
Yeah, but we got West Coast listeners too, but you know.
Well, we got the Spotify. Wow, that's crazy. And you got a nice award.
Yeah, last year I got the Reader's Choice Award 2019 for the Announcer of the Year.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hey, guess what? It's time for Dr. Barbie. Thanks for joining us.